And so there they are, and you're like really exposed out there by the statue of Stonewall Jackson. I mean, when I got there later, after the car thing had already happened and been cleaned up and the ambulances were gone, I was back at the Justice, and somebody came up and said, you guys have got to clear Justice now. You can't stay here. There's a huge mob of armed guys coming over here, and we have nobody to protect you right now. So just go. And we tore down the PA system and the tents and stuff and threw them in cars and split because we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what it was like that day. We did not know if we were going to be done now. So we split and went over to McGuffey, which is a much more defensible part.
I remember where McGuffey is.
But earlier in the day, Zoe said she was, the same thing kind of happened when she was at Justice Park, and this big knot of armed assholes was coming up the street from Lee Park, Emancipation Park, which is only like a full block away, and they had to walk by a synagogue to get there. The city would not protect the synagogue, so they hired private security. She said, you know, these guys show up, and all of a sudden, like this big mob of dudes, like dudes in black, that's an Antifa, Antifa, you know, show up, but they're like all these like self-described anarchists in this like communist league, you know, just showed up, and they were heavily armed, and the John Brown Gun Club. These guys all showed up. John Brown Gun Club is just hilarious. The Redneck Revolt. They're just good old boys who don't stand for this white supremacy bullshit, and they're going to help. John Brown Gun Club, just hilarious. So they showed up, and they immediately just lined up in front of, you know, the station at Justice Park, and they were just standing there like this. Dude, when we came back up before the car hit the crowd, we came walking back up from Friendship Court, where we went down to keep a mob of Nazis from attacking this black neighborhood. And we're marching up past the place where I parked every day for 9 years, and the parking attendant is sitting. One of the gates is down. You could only come out. You couldn't go in.
I know that parking garage.
And, and the guy's sitting there with an AK. He was sitting outside the parking lot, just sitting there with his AK, just like, you're not coming in here.
So lucky that there
he was. It was just the parking lot. One guy fired a shot. And all of a sudden, he's been arrested. One of the rednecks fired a shot. But that's what it was like. Like, I cannot believe this happened in America. You know, but that's the South, I guess. But, I mean, it goes on. I mean, but so these people from Georgetown are dying to know what the hell that was all about. And
what are they going to do about it?
I don't know exactly.
What kind of lawsuit would they file?
I don't know, Barbara. I haven't had really a chance.
Like, there was a lot of talk about, you know, identifying people and using Facebook to identify all the skinheads,
all that stuff. Yeah, doxing.
So, I mean, is that part of finding out what was really happening?
I
mean,
it's more at a higher level. They really
Snapchat's really
just want to get a handle on what it was all about. Who are these groups, and how is it that they were allowed a permit in Charlottesville to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
Living life at home.
You know, because the thing is,
they're terrorists.
They are terrorists. And
don't let the terrorists.
So you understand this woman worked for the Justice Department at the highest level, practically. I mean, she's just a step below Jeff Sessions. And they're just like, no, this is
for the whole year.
This should be happening.
I'm taking Greek and Roman
if this continues to happen, we can't be answerable.
Sounds
like,
very difficult.
Speaking of anarchy, I mean, so we watched the first episode of Ken Burns' Civil War thing the other night.
And it's like cross.
And at the beginning, like the first several months before the Battle of Manassas, Bull Run. There were skirmishes all across
We only
the
need
South
one to be for that class. So it was like half.
That
like,
erupted
okay.
because
and
of just like
I'm
these self-formed, you know, organic militias
cool.
that just popped up and started
and
doing
I got hired
stuff.
On the newspaper.
And this is what they're looking at. They're like, no, we're going to put this to
so
we're
going to
douse this now before it gets
over.
I'm like, I'll talk to you. What do you want to know?
I hope they do some education and training about what journalism is.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. You can't just write for the paper, though. I mean, you're such a good writer. That's not an issue, but it's more learning objectivity and
Yeah, so I'm hoping they'll kind of have some kind of intro thing.
Good for you.
I was like, you know what? I want to see if I like doing the newspaper. So I applied and got a job in Features, which is where one of my best friends is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet you'll have a good time.
Yeah,
I'm really
excited.
Do you have a camera? I mean, I would imagine you want to take pictures,
too. I just have a phone camera, but I think they have, like, separate photographers.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
How often does it come out?
Once a week.
Is it online?
I think it is, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think they have, like, you know...
The paper, but they put articles
online. They have articles online.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. But I'm impressed that you know how to hack HTML like that.
So, Clark is gone. The sheriff.
Oh, no kidding.
That piece of work. So Richard Schmidt is the new sheriff in town, a 61-year-old grandfather who worked his way through the ranks from the jail to the freeways to the command staff. He says he's not interested in politics, and as for wearing any medals, well, he'll let a simple badge take pride of place on his uniform shirt.
That guy is such
a piece of work.
I cannot wait for the Republicans to find out what a freaking egomaniac.
They're all like that.
I know.
They're not going to find out anything they don't know.
That's true.
They're doing it, you know.
And apparently it resonates, so.
There we go. Oh, text. Who's texting me?
What?
Okay. Now that I've rearranged her entire...
A 30-year-old man was shot Thursday while washing windows at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel downtown office building.
Yeah, that's
initial investigation indicates the shooting suspect was inside a passing vehicle and was trying to shoot at another vehicle.
Nancy's taking Tom to the baseball game on Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. We're talking about this.
There's a way. Yeah, because it's all front end. I mean, it's all stored on their browser. It's not really communicating with
the server. Well, they shut out the lobby window. What the hell?
Or anything.
So I called the place, and they were all there. They're like, no one can talk to you right now, but leave your name in
there. Yeah. You'd want to, like, investigate that whole source code there.
Gettleman House.
Search for all the 32s or something that you can find in that source code.
Are you familiar with Gettleman House? The 19th century Gettleman homestead on the Miller Coors campus may have earned a reprieve. The demolition is on hold. Gettleman is
the worst beer ever. It's in the valley, where that whole Miller Valley is.
Sure.
It's set up. I mean, it was a brewery at one point.
Do you remember the commercials? Gettleman. It's really rancid beer. Like, the worst macro brew ever.
What?